This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Rekha Gupta will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The name was announced after Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Rekha Gupta met Delhi LGV K. Saxena in Raj Nivas and staked claim to forming the new government. She won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi Assembly polls. She began her political journey through ABVP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University in 1992. She became the president of the Delhi University Students' Union. Rekha Gupta has also served as a general secretary of the BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. She will take oath as a chief minister today at the iconic Ramlila Maidan. The oath of office and secrecy will be administered by the LG at around 12:35 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. Meanwhile, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, the Home Minister Amit Shah said that he has full faith in Rekha Gupta. He added that BJP's new chief minister in Delhi will work with dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. India and Argentina has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with Governor of Catamarca, Argentina, Raul Alejandro Jalil in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the discussions focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and senior officials from the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials on both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. India's National Technical Textile Mission is set to revolutionize the textile industry with the production of advanced fabrics that are not only durable and fire-resistant but also self-cleaning. Addressing the National Textile Conference organized at the Technological Institute of Textiles and Sciences in Bhiwani yesterday, Mission Director Ashok Malhotra said, "These innovative materials will soon be manufactured on a large scale." Later, talking to the media, Mr. Ashok Malhotra said that a budget of about 1,500 crore rupees has been allocated for the production of technical textiles. Mr. Malhotra said under the National Technical Textiles Mission, special clothes used in bridge and road construction, the medical field will now be manufactured in India. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said, several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Nation Rural Development Organization, AARDO, in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan assured that India will continue to exchange knowledge, technical expertise and successful policies and programs through the multilateral platform of AARDO. He emphasized that India, with its unwavering support and assistance to AARDO, will empower the rural community. The Jammu Smart City Limited, JSCL, has been conferred with the prestigious S-Coach Award for Good Governance at the 100th Coach Summit. Recognizing its remarkable contributions towards digital governance, citizen services and efficient municipal services delivery. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the award was received on behalf of Dr. Devansh Yadav, CEO of Jammu Smart City, by JSCL at a grand ceremony held at Silver Oak Hall, India Habitat Centre, New Delhi. In the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated defending champions Pakistan by 60 runs in Karachi yesterday. Pakistan was chasing the target of 321 set by Kiwis in their opening ODI match of the trophy, could score only 260 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.